Dabba 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 doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Ooh, shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line. Shabba dabba dabba doo on the movie line.
Hello, and welcome to The Movie Line, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. And now, our host, Paul Mack.
Yay!
Arr, whoopee.
Who's watching
me?
Sure. I'm just kidnapped by aliens, that's all.
I'll save you, Kimmy!
Get me out of here!
Either die in a vacuum of space or...
Go see a real movie.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel...
Dave, here we go once again with some spontaneous combustion, right?
Yes, something. Once
yes,
again, I'm here for the show.
Welcome to Paul Mack Presents for the week of...
The 25th to the 29th of March, 1984.
That's right, and thank you for calling. And, you know, what'd you think of my little PMP chipmunk choir? You know, that took 6 of my voices and 3 of my hours to make.
Paul, I was impressed.
That was the most difficult 45 seconds I've ever done.
I can imagine what you must have looked like doing it, so I'm a little embarrassed for you.
Yes, Dave. Well, anyway, we've got to get on with the tape, with the prank phone call, many more things coming up.
Happening.
We'll be right back after this message.
Hey, Zen Meister, did you see that new movie yet?
What new movie, Eddie?
Splash, about the guy who falls in love with a mermaid.
You boys back there, quiet down and study.
Yes, Mr. Rimba.
A mermaid?
Yeah, you should see her. She's on the cover of the March issue of Life magazine. Blonde hair, awesome bod.
Yes, what happens? They get married and have guppies?
I've heard you once already, now pipe down.
Yes, Mr. Rimba.
Splash is so funny, I thought I'd die laughing.
At a mermaid movie, you must have had a whale of a time.
You're making me eel.
Uh-oh, better call a sturgeon.
I smelt that one coming.
So you thought something was fishy?
All right, that's enough. What's going on here?
But he was just telling me about Splash, this new comedy about a man who falls for a mermaid, Miss Arimba.
Why did you do that in class, Edward?
I didn't do it on purpose, DJ. I did it just for the hell of it.
You boys are giving me a headache.
If you believe in mermaids and want to see a great fish tale, see Splash. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
All right, Splash, a Walt Disney production. That's right, released under the Touchstone Film banner, is the first from Walt Disney Pictures to be released under such. And it's going to be out for a long time, I hope, because it's a very funny film. On the scale, on the movie line scale from A to Z, I'm going to give it an H for hilarious. I thought it was very funny. I highly recommend this film. Check your paper for local listings. And let's talk a little bit about Touchstone Films and Walt Disney Productions and what they're up to right now. I've got some press information here, and it says that Touchstone Films is basically a cover-up for Walt Disney Productions. In other words, Disney Pictures can't really sell pictures these days. If you've noticed, you haven't been going to many Disney films in the past. But some of you went to see Never Cry Wolf. Well, that's good. They've tried everything, gang. They've tried to get better scripts. They've tried to make PG-rated films. They've tried just about everything. And they've even tried bombing the Movie Line studio here. There's something flying over me. Anyway, but no, they still can't do it. They can't make good films, so they've got to just literally just change Walt Disney Productions to Touchstone Films. So whenever they release a film that's going to be kind of like more for the adult range category, they're going to call it Touchstone Films. And whenever they release a clean film that could be considered a Disney picture, they will call it Walt Disney Pictures. Okay? And as you know, of course, Never Cry Wolf, which was directed by Carol Ballard, who did The Black Stallion, of course, was a Walt Disney picture, and it's doing very well in the box office right now. And, Splash is doing pretty good, too. It's just too darn bad that they had to call it a Touchstone film, but it'd be interesting to see what would have happened if it was called a Walt Disney production and then see if it would have done this well. But anyway, Splash does star Tom Hanks, Daryl Hannah, Eugene Levy, and John Candy, those two from SCTV. And it's a comedy about a New York bachelor who unwittingly falls in love with a mermaid. It's a very bizarre film. I understand it's a remake of an old picture. It's very well made. It's very funny. It's got a good script. Ron Howard directed it. It's very well done. Okay. Now, the next Touchstone film release is going to be entitled Country. It's a drama of a contemporary farm family starring Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard under Richard Pierce's direction. Now, Country, from what I hear at my sources at the studio, Walt Disney Studio, is going to bomb, okay? Now, when Disney in-house people start saying the film is lousy, then you know it's got to be lousy, okay? Because these people have very open minds. I mean, they go see their own films, okay? Touchstone's Christmas release is Baby. That's right. It's the large-scale adventure epic of a young American couple who discovers that their phone is ringing and they should answer it. Hold on one moment.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Fine.
But you know, I got pictures all over my wall. I got the greatest collection, I think, that you ever want to see. Remember the time I went down to your house and I showed you that picture of you?
Right, right.
It's quite a thing.
Is this a fanatic fan of yours?
Yeah. I'm a very big fan of yours. I have a letter here that you said that you would find time to meet me.
Right.
If you could, because I made a film about you. I'm a young filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
And I work at Walt Disney Studios right now.
Right, right. I know, Paul.
But if you could see me, I'd sure appreciate it. I know you're a very busy person, Mr. Hope.
Right.
And you're the greatest, you really are the greatest to me.
Thank you.
And if you could find any work for me in one of your pictures, let me know, will you?
All right, Paul, fine.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. I just had some personal business to attend to. Okay, back of the press sheet. Now, Baby is it going to be their large-scale adventure epic, as I was saying before, about a young American couple who discover a family of dinosaurs in an uncharted region of Africa. Now, that stars William Catt and Sean Young, and also Patrick McGoodhun. Whoever that is, yeah. Baby is currently being filmed and directed by Bill Norton and producer Jonathan Taplin on location in the West African nation of the Ivory Coast. Boy, is that going to be soapy fun or what? Okay, and they're using an audio animatronic for the dinosaur in that. It's basically like E.T. where the kid adopts the alien, well, the kid adopts the dinosaur. And, okay, anyway, now the Walt Disney Pictures banner are going to be releasing some films this year. That's a reissue of my favorite animated classic, The Jungle Book. Look for that this summer. Also next year, The Black Cauldron, an animated adventure epic, now in production for release in summer of 85. It's going to be 70mm Dolby Stereo. It's going to be great. And yes, this is it, Oz, a fantasy spectacle derived from L. Frank Baum's classic stories, which began filming in London on February 20th for summer release in 1985. It's directed by Walter Murch, with a screenplay by Murch and Gil Dennis. Paul Malansky is producer and Gary Kurtz executive producer. Now, of course, you all know that Gary Kurtz produced Star Wars, and boy, if that isn't a credit to his name, I don't know what is. So I would recommend you seeing a Walt Disney Pictures Oz, And yes, it is a sequel to The Wizard of Oz. Now, it's basically another one of the books. You know, there was Return to Oz and all kinds of different books that, you know, Frank, The Wizard of Oz was just one of the many books. And Disney acquired the rights to all of the books, of course, except for The Wizard of Oz. And that's why they're shooting Oz. So who knows? They might be doing a whole string of these. And additional Touchstone and Walt Disney Pictures projects will be announced shortly.
Borrowing a machine, huh? Well, hello, Paul. This is the Nino Telephone. I'd like to remind all of you that we'll be starting our brand new season of the Gopher Twins and Caller Collage this Tuesday.
Wonderful.
With the premiere of a brand new episode of the Gopher Twins and next weekend with Caller Collage.
Love it.
We've had a long rest, but we'll be back up with new nonsense and your comments, and we're looking forward to having you host the Golden Gopher Awards, Paul.
Thank you.
And don't forget, give us a call, 882-9524. But for now, let's get back with some more movie line nonsense right here on 761-3330.
Hello?
Hello, is Scotty there?
We have the wrong number.
Scotty Brady?
What Brady is Scotty Brady?
Scotty Brady, he's my friend. I was supposed to meet him there.
No, this other Brady.
I think he said he was your cousin, and he was supposed to meet you there. Well, do you think did he ever get in touch with you, Mom?
I don't know really what you're talking about.
I had to meet Scotty Brady at your house, and he said he was your cousin. And he was going to his cousin's house, and I was supposed to call him there so he could deliver some merchandise to me.
And what is your name, please?
My name is Ned Warner. I'm from Germany.
Well, I don't know which Brady you mean. There's quite a few of them. And they're my husband's nephews, but I don't know what connection.
Oh, it was the children that I was talking about.
The children?
Yes.
Well, do you know what the children's father's name is?
I have absolutely no idea. I just, Scotty Brady. He told me he was going to be there. Well, but he never showed up, did he?
No, he doesn't come here. How old is this boy? Do you know?
He's 11 years old. He told me he's a poor little boy, and he doesn't really know what he's doing.
Well, there's no.
He's kind of lost in this world, you know.
There's no Brady's like that.
Are you the Brady Bunch? Ma-ha-ha, that's a funny TV show.
My husband, they're my husband's nephews and grandnephews, but there's none of them poor.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I can't think of anyone that's 11 years old.
No, I didn't mean he was poor. He's just a lost youngster. He was an orphan, you know.
No, there's no Brady's that are orphans.
Really?
No. I'll tell you what you can do. Why don't you call 926... Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wakefield, Massachusetts.
Yes. Why don't you call 927...
mm-hmm.
Maybe they could help you. That's Thomas Brady.
Hmm.
Maybe they could help you. I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, why can't you?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm speaking in English. What more can I do? You're driving me into an erotic frenzy. Oh.
Too bad about you. You're talking about an 11-year-old child of whom I have no knowledge. You're talking about somebody meeting you here at this house of which I also have no knowledge. So I think you have the wrong...
But that's Boston! Oh, my God! What are you doing?
I'm awfully sorry.
You aren't! You have to tell me!
Hi there, Paul and everybody. This is Ken on Target with a rare appearance on the movie line. I haven't called in a long time, but I saw a great movie this past week, and I just thought I'd call and share it with you. So the movie, the new Hotel New Hampshire, and it's probably the best movie I've seen in about a year. I'm really tired of these movies that keep kids, you know, these low-budget horror movies like Children of the Corn and Soul Survivor and all these such movies. They're just so ridiculous. I'm tired of seeing these stupid movies. But this movie actually was the only movie I've seen in a long time that actually looked like they sat down and thought about what they were writing and what they were, you know, it was just a good movie all the way around, and I would definitely recommend it to anybody who would want to see it, and that's about it. Hope you're doing okay, Paul. It was nice seeing you over at that little party, and I hope to see you at a Zeratory party, but anyway,
yes, sir.
I'll let y'all go. This is Ken on Target, and goodbye.
Well, thanks for calling, Ken, and yes, I will be at the Observatory party. Dave, how about yourself?
I'm always at the Observatory party.
Are you? Gee, that's too bad. Anyway, let's talk about the Hotel New Hampshire. On the movie line scale from A to Z, I'll give it a Z for zany. I mean, it was very...
That sounds terrible.
Why?
Because it sounds like Z's the lowest rating.
Well, it is. I didn't like it. I mean, it was
well,
okay.
Well, tell me about it.
Well,
I didn't see it.
It was
Go
about...
Ahead.
It was... had...
Continue.
It had this bear in it, and you know when you unzip her.
Oh, Natasha Kinski was a bear.
In her
was
bear, yeah, in her bear Kinski, and I'll
her
tell you, it was nice. Yes, I. No, let me tell you something. Natasha Kinski scary is. Anyways, forget that. I don't know.
Well, one more.
No,
time.
Actually, I didn't know where the filmmaker wanted to. If he wanted to make the film a satire.
Where did the filmmaker want to go with the film?
I don't know, Dave, because there's a possibility that he didn't want to go anywhere with it. It was very sad in parts. I didn't know whether to feel sorry for these people or whether to laugh at them or whether to.
But was
whether
the
to hate
good?
Them. Acting was fine. Jodie Foster's first picture in a long time. I mean, she's.
I don't like her.
Well, she probably didn't like you either, because I saw her on the lot at Disney, and I said, Ms. Foster, do you like David?
She said,
and I said your name.
That's okay. We'll bleep it with one of our special belch bleeps.
Okay. Okay.
Excuse
me.
Back over
Dave
there.
From Burbank, and yes. She said, no, I don't. Anyway, let's get on with this.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I heard that Scott Goddard guy, and he's, like, pretty good. What's his story? I think he's really good. Okay, thanks.
Well, Scott Goddard, he isn't anything, is he, Dave?
Scott, buddy, he's...
Well, no, let's tell this gentleman wanted to know. Well, you missed last week's show, apparently. Shall we give him the lowdown on who
let's
Scott is?
Let's give him the lowdown on who Scott is.
He's a low-time musician. He doesn't get paid very much.
That's true.
He's, you know, doing recordings out of his garage.
He's a show act at Holiday Inn in Burbank.
He has a small nightclub act over
that's
there
right.
At the Comedy Store.
He stands in front of the fireplace.
And
the lounge,
he sings his songs and they laugh. No, Scott's a great guy, actually. We had him on last week's show. As a matter of fact, he's got a new record coming out called Cowpunk.
That's right. I think it'll be a winner, Paul.
That's
I think
right.
Cowpunk will get him some.
Hear
kind
him
of
on KROQ, Mr. Scott Goddard. And we
he's
might
on
have.
KROQ?
That's right. He's got his song, Cowpunk, playing
on
KROQ. That's right.
KROQ?
I've heard it. I've heard it on there.
Wow.
It's great. So anyway, Mr. Scott Goddard, we might rerun the program in May when his record album is released. So check for it. Scott Goddard, I'll Never Be Your Fool in stores everywhere.
Rick Springfield is hard to catch. Hard to handle. And hard to hold. In his motion picture debut, he's Jamie Roberts, a rock star on a roll. He's been chased, mobbed, and idolized, but never discouraged.
You're very beautiful.
You're very troubled.
She was more desirable than he'd ever imagined. He was more exciting than she would admit. No two people have ever been further apart or more perfect together.
I think I know how to make you feel better.
When the whole world is watching, love is hard to hold. Rick Springfield, Hard to Hold. From Universal Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at theaters everywhere. Check newspapers for locations.
Achtung, Achtung! This is Radio Free East Berlin. Here's your favorite disc jockey, Happy Hans Kaput, with the number one song in East Berlin today.
Don't fence me in.
Radio, some kind of nut.
Comrades, due to a sudden seizure, Happy Hans will be unable to continue. He will be replaced by Boris the Spinner, the people's disc jockey. And now, here is the new number one song in our fair city. I'm gonna knock on your door by the secret police.
I'm gonna knock on your door.
Here is a news bulletin. Our latest space missile mysteriously blew up on takeoff today. Sabotage is suspected. Communist headquarters wants to know.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb?
And now for a record glorifying our beautiful Siberia.
Come on. Let me show you where it's at. The name of the place is...
You got to like it like that. And now for local news.
Good evening, comrades. It has been reported that a good party member has turned in his 8-year-old daughter for the sabotage of today's missile test. She admitted putting the ram in a lama-lama ding-dong.
The father of the little girl has dedicated this song to her somewhere in Siberia.
Take good care of my baby.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Comrade,
does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If so, try Papa Nikita's chewing gum. It comes in four delicious flavors. Borscht, vodka, caviar, and halvar. And for short time only, special offer.
send in 600 gum wrappers, and you will receive absolutely nothing.
Our next song is dedicated to our great leader, Premier Khrushchev.
You must have been a beautiful baby. Just baby, won't you look at you now?
Uh-oh, here comes secret police. Goodbye, comrade wife. This is the people's disc jockey, signing off with...
I never smile again.
Every child is afraid of the dark, the unknown. The Nightmare. In Gaffer, Nebraska, that nightmare is in the corn. Stephen King's Children of the Corn. An adult nightmare from the author of Carrie, The Shining, The Dead Zone, and Christine. Night is coming. Night is his time. Stephen King's Children of the Corn. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
That's right, an adult nightmare rated R. Don't forget Stephen King's Children of the Corn, and a child shall lead them. Anyway, you can go see this in Hollywood at Pacific's Vine at area code 213-463-6819. No, you can't see the film by dialing that number, but you can certainly find out show times by calling. Also, if you'd like to see it in Tarzana at the Man Valley West, you know, I really don't care where you see it because you might be located in Canoga Park as far as that's concerned. And, well, hey, and the number for information down there is area code 818-996-1300. That's right. Okay, get pencil and paper ready. Here's how to order nothing. Gonna lose that. Anyway, you know, I gotta make a call. I had a call earlier on the tape that somebody called me up and wanted to wish me a happy birthday. That's right. Wish me a happy birthday. And I gotta return his call and say thank you because I was a little bit rude. I was making that. Anyway, I better call this person back. I'll try to put on some intermission music or something, and then I'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll end off the tape. Okay, okay.
Okay, let's dial her up here. Do, 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 do. Where's the intermission music? I guess it doesn't matter.
Hello.
Is Mr. Hope in?
I'll see if I can reach him. Who's calling him?
Paul Mack.
Paul Mack?
Mack.
Mack. Paul Mack. Just hang on, Mr. Mack, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I know. Mr. Hope is at NBC.
At NBC?
Yeah.
Shall I tell him that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who Mr. Beck. No.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Mr. Mack?
Yeah.
Mr. Hope is at NBC. I don't know when he plans to return. Would you like to leave a message?
I wanted to speak to him about when he'd like to meet me. Hello, hello? Mr. Hope? Sir? Butler? Yeah.
Hello, you're on the movie line.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, how'd you recognize me?
I talked to you before.
I love it. Who's this?
Bob 2 and 3.
Bob 2 and 3, yes. This is David of Burbank. Very good. I must be getting very easy to recognize. I guess I have a distinguishable voice.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen any movies lately?
Yeah, I saw Tank the other day. James
Tank?
Garner.
What'd you think of Tank?
Very good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about it?
Well, one of the better movies I've seen. You know, it's pretty exciting. James Garner usually does pretty good. This time he was like... running around in a tank and, you know, destroying a lot of property and running over police cars and everything. It was pretty...
So they're pretty good to see? Police cars getting run over?
Well, yeah. It seemed like... It wasn't really a comedy, but in parts, of, you know, it seemed like it could be a comedy, you know, but it was likely more of a drama, too.
Huh. So you recommend it to the viewers?
It's
a very
good story. I give it a 10, yeah.
You think people should go see it, then?
Yeah, he was old. It was about time for him to put out another movie anyway.
So it's worth the $5.
Yeah, it's worth whatever it costs to see the movie, but it's very good. I think you don't like it.
So is there anything else you'd like to say to the callers?
That's about it, I guess, for the moment.
Well, all right. Well, Bob, thank you for calling in. It's always good to hear from our callers. And that'll be it then. You can hear us then when you call back.
Okay, I'm going to be done by now.
All right. Well, take it easy, Bob. Bye-bye.
Meet Sergeant Major Zach Carey. He's dedicated to the Army, his loving wife, his only son, and his tank.
Why in the hell would anybody want a Sherman tank?
Sergeant Carey believed in justice until a crooked sheriff threw his innocent son in jail.
I will get you out of here.
You're crazy. You're going to get us all killed.
Tank.
Come out of that tank. Come out or I'll burn you out.
Tank, starring James Garner from Universal Pictures. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
See Tank, Paul.
Do you, Dave? Got to turn up my microphone. Anyway.
Yeah, you're in good shape. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Paul, tell him where it's playing.
Not a minute, wait.
Where's Tank? Organized. You know you're as organized as
Tank is playing, ladies and gentlemen, at theaters and drive-ins near you.
You make the government look good, Paul.
What I got for my info paper. Anyway,
wait a minute, I'll find it and read
no,
it. To
it's, no. You know, I just wanted to say.
Break.
Look, Dave, you look for Tank while I give him this information here. Take the paper. It's check that other paper over there.
Wait a minute, what's this about? Alley Cat.
No,
she's
check
cute.
That over there. We've got to run.
Oh, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for the movie line this week, but I just wanted to tell you. Quiet for a moment. I read that already. I just want to tell you all that you can look for Tank in the meantime.
Oh.
I want to tell you all that a few weeks ago, we gave you the nominees for the Academy Awards, starting with Picture Actor, Actress, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Director, Foreign Language Director, Original Song, and the Quiet. The next week, we gave you Original Screenplay, Screenplay Adaption, Cinematography, Original Score,
Tank,
or Song Adaption Score, Art Directions,
it.
Costume Design, Documentary Feature, Documentary Short Subject, Short... There I go, a sword again.
You can do it.
And this week, Dave is going to give you the final nominations. I'm sorry we're so
we're
late.
We're finally going to give it to him.
With film editing, animated short film, and sound.
Yes, Tank, with James Garner is
wait
playing
a minute.
Oh,
where is it playing?
It's Hollywood, yes, at the Hollywood Pacific.
Oh, my.
The number for information is 464-4111.
That's in the 213 area code. Now,
you
Dave.
Know what?
What?
There's more. You want me to tell
no,
you?
No, that's for us.
That's a good place for us.
Okay, and now Dave is going to give you those nomination listings. Dave?
Absolutely. Do you know the nominees for the Academy Awards are as follows? Best Picture, The Big Chill, The Dresser, The Right Stuff, Tender Mercies, I can read.
Wait a minute.
Terms of
minute.
Endearment, I saw that.
Best Picture, Dave, you're supposed to start with Best Film Editing.
Okay, Best Film Editing.
Please, okay.
Thank you very
come on,
much.
Come on.
Best Film Editing, Blue Thunder, which I wanted to see but didn't. Flashdance, which I wanted to see but didn't. The Right Stuff, which I'm happy to say I didn't
go
see.
Go ahead, Dave.
Silkwood, which
thank
I don't know
you.
What it's about. And Terms of Endearment, which I did see and it was a good movie.
Love it.
How about Animated Short Film?
Here we go.
Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Right here.
Sound of Sunshine, Sound of Rain.
Okay.
Sunday in New York.
All right.
And, of course, the nominees for the best sound.
Okay.
Never Cry a Wolf, Return of the Jedi. Yes, I agree. And The Right Stuff, Terms of Endearment, which I saw and enjoyed. And War Games, which I just
that's
saw again.
Good.
It was great.
You know, that's interesting because,
movie.
You know, Dave, when I was going to the movies last year, I was noticed the two pictures... I thought might have gotten a nomination just from hearing the sound myself, and my guesses were War Games and the other one Octopussy. However, Octopussy wasn't nominated, War Games was, and Dave, well, that's great. So anyway, that's all the time we've got this week. Thanks for calling, Dave. Are you going now?
That's a wrap, Paul.
Go
I've
now.
Done my laundry,
okay.
And
now,
it's time to go.
This will repeat all over again. You hear the PMP Chipmunk Choir singing the Paul Mack theme song, and well, this is it. Thank you very much, and good night.
Bye.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to The Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on The Movie Line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily.
go away. This tape will repeat momentarily.